several states, as you know, did push back against governors that quite clearly overreached and pushed their citizens to the breaking point. It happened in Minnesota and Wisconsin, Michigan as well. The Unlock Michigan campaign successful in pushing back against the powers executed and exerted, I should say, by the governor here. The governor in doing a variety of things beyond the pandemic, also going after Line 5. We'll talk about that in a moment with Ryan Duffy of Enbridge. But right now it's Kathy Hoekstra, Development Communications Officer at the Pacific Legal Foundation. She's also a Michigan resident, been reporting on Michigan stories and events and happenings for many years. Very good at it, by the way. Kathy, welcome back to the program.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Steve, for the kind words, as well as inviting me onto your program.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a proven track record of breaking big stories over the years, and it's an important clarification because people need to know that the sources we bring them are the real deal. You're the real deal. Let's talk about the emergency powers battles that have been going on, not just in Michigan, but around the country, because that's one of the things you've been paying attention to. Michigan pushed back, so have so many other places. Tell me what you've learned and what you think is the most important takeaway.
Well, the thing that we learned at Pacific Legal Foundation, and once again, just so your listeners know, Pacific is in the name, but Pacific Legal Foundation is nationwide. And as you mentioned, I do actually reside in Michigan, so I have a unique perspective in terms of the governor's overreach. At the beginning of the pandemic, I kind of had in my mind, and we talked about it, on social media, watch out for reflexive authoritarianism right out of the gate. And, of course, that is what we ended up seeing. As it turns out, it's not just Governor Whitmer here in Michigan, but the temptation to grasp overreach, to overplay the emergency powers hand was just too much of a temptation for a lot of governors around the country. And unfortunately, what we saw is governors extending their emergency powers illegally that the legislature writes those statutes that says this is how much emergency power you have, governor. And governors just seem to want to ignore that or write their own rules, which in every state constitution, as well as the United States Constitution, you know this, I know this, your listeners know this, there's a separation of powers protection in all of these constitutions. So that's required some forceful pushback from Pacific Legal Foundation. We have lawsuits still going on in several states against governors who, like Governor Whitmer, have exceeded their executive authority.
Certainly have. You know, I didn't know until I read your article, Kathy, that Governor Beshear in Kentucky was suing his own legislature for them trying to pare back his power. Pretty shocking. I want my power. Yeah. It reminds me of the old Daffy Duck cartoon when he's jumping up and down on a pearl. Young, mine, 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 mine. It's all mine. It's like, wow, what is wrong with you people? I mean, it's not yours. It's ours. It's our state. It's our country. They just don't get it.
Yeah, correct. And what you're referring to is an op-ed written by my colleague Daniel Dew, who is our director of legal policy, and myself, that was in the Detroit News last week, titled Michigan Can Learn from Emergency Powers Battles in Other States, specifically Kentucky, because this is a unique one. We have had a lawsuit. It's still out there, representing a brewing company and two restaurants because, like Governor Whitmer, Governor Andy Beshear wouldn't give up his power and kept changing the rules and moving the goalposts on business reopenings and all capacity, et cetera. These poor business owners, not only did they have to lay off so many employees, stop and start their business, they didn't know what the rules were from day to day, much less how to comply with them. So they sued on a separation of powers. In the meantime, as you mentioned, it is crazy. Kentucky's legislature did exactly what legislatures should be doing right now if their governors have been overreaching, extending their emergency powers. The Kentucky legislature tweaked their emergency powers bill, not drastically, but reasonable guardrails around them, saying, hey, Governor Beshear, or any future governor, key here, if you have emergency powers, it lasts 28 days. And if you want to extend it, you got to come to us for approval. We make the rules. You don't. Well, Governor Beshear said, you know, I don't really care. Even though his rule technically expired, his executive orders expired in March, he continues to enforce them. And on top of that, as you mentioned, he sued the legislature, both our case on behalf of the business owners, his case against the legislature went before the Kentucky Supreme Court earlier this month, back-to-back oral argument, both on separation of powers issues, and we are just waiting for a decision from the Kentucky Supreme Court.
Yeah, it is. It's breathtaking to me how desperate to cling to power some of these folks really are, Kathy. Kathy Hoekstra here from the Pacific Legal Foundation. And to me, thank God for organizations like yours that'll say, you know what, we're going to stand here, we're going to fill that gap, we're going to stand in the breach and say, no, you can't do this and work with plaintiffs to get it done. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. Well, safeguards on governor's emergency powers are critical. Whether it is used in the future for real emergencies like flooding in Detroit or tornadoes, what's worse, Steve, and this concerns so many people, is it is very easy to imagine a governor declaring non-emergencies, not flooding, not pandemic, but things like climate change or racism as an emergency to impose policies that they would never get passed legislatively. And those are the things that are, that's why it's very important to have those safeguards on the emergency powers of governors.
Yeah, absolutely. Kathy, greatly appreciate it. Good work as always. I look forward to talking to you soon.
You
and whenever Pacific Legal has something big come up here or elsewhere, you'll let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Steve, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, but Kathy Hoekstra, Development Communications Officer at Pacific Legal Foundation, living in Michigan, so she has a firsthand understanding of what's going on in Michigan, like you do, right? Like you do. So right here on the front lines watching the power grab by Whitmer and others. Quick break. We've got Ryan Duffy talking Line 5 and the tunnel from Edbridge after the break. Don't go anywhere.